This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I can't let it go. This is like, I don't know. It's like Leo DiCaprio holding onto that board and freezing to death. I can't let go of this Wyatt Langford thing. MLB.com has an interesting article, right? 24 hours before opening day. And you guys know, I was Langford pre-draft. I didn't understand this Max Clark thing. I'm not drafting a high schooler. Wyatt Langford's breaking camp with the Rangers.
Right.
A World Series team. Context to Wyatt Langford's quick call-up is incredible. Can I just take 2 minutes on this?
Go ahead, man.
So basically, here's what you can expect. But here's the other players who have been called up with this level of quickness. Only a couple guys in the history of this game. All right, so I'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'll go down the list. All right? No one's going to sit in there and be like, oh, this is super exciting. Pete Incaviglia did not play a single game in the minors. They called him straight up from college. Incaviglia, when he was in college, hit like 50 bombs. He led America. You know, he had a 12-year major league career. John Olerud, everybody remembers him challenging 400. Played for 17 years. Now, Wyatt Langford has played 44 games in the minors, third quickest. Nolan Schanell, he's the kid for the Angels. We don't know if he's going to be any good, but he's up too. Andrew Vaughn has come up for the Chi Sox. Now, the problem for him is he had to learn how to play a different position. He's been league average. Dave Winfield, heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame. Robin Yount, heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Molitor, mm-hmm. heard of him?
Brewers.
Okay. Will Clark, heard of him?
Vaguely.
Ozzie Smith, heard of him?
Doing backflips.
Another player who came up relatively quick like Wyatt Langford. Bo Jackson, heard of him?
Yeah.
And the last one, kind of a dud, Lee Richard. The point I'm making is Wyatt Langford is in elite company for what he's doing. I hope I am wrong, but my God, does it feel like we've made a grave error here. When Scott Harris decided, well, I'm gonna overslot in the second round and we're going to take a high schooler. Wyatt Langford could be starting for the Tigers in left field for the next decade.
So what you're saying, Mike, is this has a potential different sport, but missing out on a lot of Hall of Famers because you took Darko.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and baseball when
like
baseball
six or seven picks afterwards.
Baseball's a brutal projection.
No, right. No, I get it.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know. I'm making a point where we sit here today, what we are talking about. Wyatt Langford, elite hit tool, powered all fields, above average speed. He's not going to be an all-star outfielder. He's going to play left field and have an average arm. And you hope he can be an average left fielder. And you have a good center fielder and a good right fielder, and it's all good. He's going to be a guy that can challenge a 900 OPS. And he's here now. Opening day for the World Series champion Rangers.
How nice would that be?
Well, think about the buzz in this town.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing. You know what the Tigers wouldn't do? They'd probably play the service manipulation game.
Oh, he's not quite ready.
My point is, Wyatt Langford, here, right now,
you're on fire.
Might be your third or fourth best hitter from day one.
Josh Reynolds moves on to the Broncos, and you're on fire.
I try. No, and again, maybe Wyatt Langford comes up and he's total ass. Maybe he's garbage. I'm making a point, like waiting on Max Clark, who could also be garbage or could be great. It never made sense to me. This division's for the taking, and tomorrow afternoon in Chicago, you start a 162-game quest to try to win this thing. And it's just, it kills me. Everybody going into the draft was like me. They were probably going to get Wyatt Langford if the Pirates passed on him. And instead, we took a high schooler.
Was it for money reasons?
By paying Clark, you could save there and then overpay in the second round and get this McGonagall kid they got, who's like the 98th best prospect in baseball now. I understand the theory, but what I also understand is this guy is a college bat from the SEC, where it just means more, and he has as advanced a hit tool as you're going to see, and he projects. See, Max Clark right now projects as a 15 home run hitter. And well, the power, golly gee, Willikers, it'll develop. Wyatt Langford is projected as a guy who's going to hit 35. He is a power bat. He is a middle of the order, or if you're new wave, he's a guy I could put in the two spot for the rest of my life. And he's here now. It bums me out, man, because I think this division blows. But I thought the MLB thing, it's one thing to say Wyatt Langford's making it up after being drafted summer.
No. Mike, good numbers.
The context is so scary.
But I am laughing because this is a little bit like you and Leo holding on to the board. I have a feeling, Kenny.
I won't let go, Rose.
This won't be the last time we bring this up. He hit a home run. Let's go back to this again.
I know. And I need to let it go because he's not here. And I don't know when we'll see Max Clark.
Hey, trust in Scott.
We'll just have home run highlights that will come back through, coming back from break.
Like this show's bumping back with Wyatt Langford bombs and gap shots. Is that what we're doing? No, I just...
I understand.
I get frustrated because it's... When fans begin throwing away years flippantly to defend their team, like, hey, you know, 2026, like, Chris will make the moves when he's ready. And I'm like, how do any of us know we're waking up tomorrow?
Oh, by the way, Kenny, that was an actual phone call yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Just so you know, that was an actual phone call.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
It's going to happen in 26.
You know, this team's not ready. And I'm like, ready for what? The division's bad. I think 86, 87, 88 wins might get it done. You didn't like the Matt Chapman. Like I said, Kenny, I go, if you didn't want to sign Matt Chapman and you want to do your money ball deal, well, you can't play Pena at first. Fine. Then how do you double down and take a high schooler in the draft? At least if you take Wyatt Langford, you can advertise it to your fan base. This is an addition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
He'd be up here.
And Langford is ready right now on a World Series team. We don't know what Max Clark's going to turn out to be, but how many times have we said that about prospects that we were psyched about?
Wait till you get a look at Nate Cornejo. Wait till you get a look at Jeremy Bonderman.
Right, Kristen Stewart was supposed to be the next big thing, and he stunk at the major league level. Dawell Lugo, another one. There's so many.
Spencer Torkelson had all the pedigree. It took 3 years for us to get half of a good year from him. It's hard, man. Baseball's brutal. And maybe Langford ends up stinking. But I'd rather find out right now. And I don't think he's going to stink. Because there's not a scout, there's not anyone in the game right now who goes, this is fluky, or he has a hole in his swing.
So he's going to end up being like one of the like Braves type of rookies, where they just come in and immediately just start playing.
It sounds that way, because they have no reason to bring him up right now.
Right.
He forced his way up with the highest OPS in spring training of any player in the game.
Because you got to think that it was a lot of people in the room who were trying to do the whole service time, and they're like, no.
Yeah, here's what happened down in Texas to those people.
No, right, but we could spine. Save money. Yeah, but have you seen the kid play?
No,
but our bean counter sitting there, don't care. He's playing.
If Max Clark comes up in 2 years and you're looking at a Michael Harris, right, you're looking at a big-time ball player, great. But it will never make up for the space in between. Mm-hmm. I think we could have a really fun summer. I think, imagine us talking, or God forbid, playing in a wild card game this year. Why doesn't this customer base deserve that?
Yeah, imagine we don't have to break down Lions preseason games because we're talking about a pennant chase.
My plan is to just be in Saratoga all month and just go missing. Are you okay with that? Like, you'll know where I am, but no one else will.
Thanks, buddy.
My plan is to not be here for the preseason. Can we do that?
Well, you can't be there the whole time because I plan on leaving too.
Listen, it won't matter. We'll have Kenny host.
How about Stoney and Wojo? They could take over the show.
That's fine.
Do your invitational.
That's fine. All August long.
Right.
I don't want anything to do with preseason football. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Raymond is up next. Raymond, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, who needs Wyatt Langford? Because, you know, this is the year that Javi Baez gets it right.
This. Best shape of his life.
Hit that bell.
Raymond wins the day. What's on your mind, dude?
Oh, not too much. I think when it talks about, like, Brad Holmes and, you know, the comments that he was making, I think he was speaking out of both sides of his mouth. You know, he's not, you know, Dan Campbell, where, you know, he can't tell a lie if his life depended on it. Brad Holmes, I think part of what he was saying yesterday, just in my humble opinion, was just trying to maybe calm the fan base where, yes, we feel like we've got everything, you know, all set for the regular season, but don't kid yourself. They're going to go out and get a veteran corner before the start of training camp. I think they're going to probably add at least one corner in the draft. And chances are likely there's probably going to be one guy that comes through the unrestricted, or the undrafted class, like a Jerry Jacobs, that, you know, maybe pops off the page in training camp. So as long as they get some sort of, you know, Stephon Gilmore, you know, in that respect, then I'm totally cool with it. But when it comes to the draft, I'm not changing the way that I'm drafting. Nope. Just go out and get the best guy. And, you know, if he needs to trade up to go and get a blue chip guy, then I'm totally good with that, too.
I'm with you. And that's where I don't even want to make the ask of something that I know isn't going to happen, which is altering the draft strategy. He's proven he's going to find a good football player. Cool. Now, if it coincides, like if we're on the supply demand chart and if the two worlds meet that the best available player that he likes also happens to be a corner, well, that would be perfection.
Right.
But I'm with you, Raymond. I need them to add a corner. There is no scenario I can enter the season with this defensive backfield room. You got to add somebody.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1,000%.
With you. By the way, how bad is Javi Baez when A.J. Hinch comes on these airwaves and it just admits, yeah, we got to bat him at the bottom of the order. I can't. And there are fans who defend it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, he makes so much money. You got to play him somewhere. No, you don't.
What does it all matter? I mean, after all, they're giving us crazy puffs at the ballpark this year.
Bacon tater tots.
I'm sure Wojo's expansive piece after sponge bathing Ward Manuel will be all about the food menu down at Comerica. Oh, crazy puffs!
So you mean you wouldn't eat that?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.